Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'd be doggone if I wouldn't work all day.
Welcome back. Little Marvin Gaye bringing us back, the late, great Marvin Gaye. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for checking out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll go there and subscribe to my newsletter, check out the blog. Listen, read, ask questions. Please take the poll question. We ask a different question every week right there on the homepage. We want to know what you think, so check that out too, smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the work that Pam Bilbrey has deposited with us over the years. Her last name is spelled B-I-L-B-R-E-Y, Pam Bilbrey. And her book is called Ordinary Greatness, and put a book.com on the end of that, Pam. That's your website, isn't it?
That's it.
OrdinaryGreatnessBook.com, and it's available wherever books are sold, right?
It is.
Tell the audience what you do when you work with your customers.
I work with executive teams and leadership teams and becoming healthier so they can get the results from their business. I focus on employee engagement. I focus on customer service and just the principles of high performance. Businesses, big, little, any kind of focus.
We're talking about, and one of the things you do is you work on this, you try to help people get this discretionary effort out of their people. Pam, one of the things that I've been reporting on the last 2 or 3 years are some of the engagement surveys.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've seen them, you know that they're not pretty.
Oh, they're pretty ugly.
We got a third who are engaged, a third who are somewhat engaged, and a third that are completely disengaged. So we've got two-thirds that are not engaged or only partially engaged. How do we reconcile those kinds of workplace attitudes with getting discretionary effort?
Mm-hmm. Well, you've made it obvious that most of the employees out there are not tapping into their discretionary effort. When you look at those numbers, then, you know, in the past, maybe we could have dealt with that in our businesses, but today our economic environment is so different, we just can't afford to have employees who haven't tapped into that discretionary effort, who aren't fully engaged. So we've got to really very consciously every single day work on creating an environment that will pull that discretionary effort from those employees.
How do we create that? How does that create happen?
You know, so much of it has to do with the relationships we build. So there are really three quick things that I think every business owner should have on their to-do list every day. And the first one is to be out and about so that you can continue to provide encouragement and recognition for people, to let them know that you know what they're up to.
Out and about.
You mean
management by walking around?
Well, that old thing that we've talked about for how many years? 30, mm-hmm. 40 years now.
It's still
this wonderful practice. People like to connect. They like to know that the boss knows that they're working. The boss knows what they're up to. The other advantage that provides, of course, to the small business owner, the boss, is they get to see what's happening at the work site. And they can see what's going well, and they can also mm-hmm. see where there may be issues that they could help resolve.
That's a biggie right there, because they always see things that they could do a better job than I'm doing or that you're doing. The question is, do they get a chance to air those opinions and see and actually become invested in the solutions? What do you think?
Right, and that is the second thing, is small business owners have to ask their employees for their ideas.
There's a four-word sentence that is the second most powerful thing that you can say to an employee, and that is, what do you think?
Wow, when somebody asks me that, I think, wow, that person values me, they value my opinion, and all of a sudden, you know, my engagement goes up a couple of notches, because I feel kind of good that the boss is thinking that I have something to offer.
Yeah, and if people take that and run with it, Pam, and they do exert that discretionary effort, and they really do, you know, try hard, et cetera, there's a reasonable chance that they're going to make a mistake, that things aren't going to turn out like any of us thought it would. Something unfortunate or less than desirable happens. Then, to me, Pam, you've got to ask that other, that second most important four-letter, four-word sentence. Mm-hmm. What did we learn?
Mm-hmm.
And if you can do those, to me, if you can do those two four-word sentences with your employees and mean it, you can get that discretionary effort. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. I think you're right. You're connecting with people. You're appreciating them, and you're setting up an environment where they can be creative, they can be innovative, and they know they're not going to be punished when they're not perfect, because, as you said, nobody's perfect 100% of the time.
Well, and then the next time they go out and they take that risk, they do that discretionary effort, and that's what discretionary effort means. Discretionary, I think, Pam, means they're in a little bit of uncharted territory.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they do go out and do that, you know, they'll probably be a little more judicious than they were the last time. Now they've learned something.
Absolutely. And, you know, we all need to look at creative, innovative ways to carry out our work, to connect with our customers. These are tough times.
Yeah.
And we've got to have our best thinking. And the ideas can come from our employees. They know better than anyone.
Most of the time,
how they can tweak things.
Many times they do, but don't let them. I don't want to always want them to know that, you know, because then what they need me for, right, Pam? Hey, Pam, thanks for being here. The book is called Ordinary Greatness. Her co-author is Brian Jones. That's an outstanding book. OrdinaryGreatnessBook.com is the website. Wherever books are sold. Pam, thanks for being here. Come back another day real soon.
I will, Jim. Thank you.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.